This is the New England Patriots news feed on CLNS Radio. Today is Friday, October 21st, 2016. This is Michael Longe reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. As many Patriots fans know, Friday is usually the day when Bill Belichick slightly expands on his normally bland press conferences. Belichick took things even further this Friday when he spoke for 30 minutes with the media, about twice as long as normally scheduled, and name-dropped several iconic figures. Belichick was already about 15 minutes into his press conference today when a member of the Patriots' media relations staff attempted to end it. But the Patriots coach, after delivering a five-minute answer on Chuck Noll and the 1970 Steelers, said, quote, "I'll take a couple more if you want. I had a couple of long answers in there. That's usually a problem with me, just going on and on," end quote. Belichick used the time to talk about how safety Daron Harmon is a silent leader in the Patriots' locker room, and also talked about how linebacker Landon Roberts came out of nowhere to catch the eyes of NFL scouts, and how Jack Lambert did the same thing at Kent State back in the 70s. Belichick said of Roberts, quote, "That's a tough one because you're like, if this guy's so good, then why did he not play? Why wasn't he out there? Gronkowski, same thing. Ninkovich, same thing. 1 year of production, a Landon, kind of the same thing. Got into the starting lineup, played, and was very productive. That's a great question. Is that production circumstantial? Is this guy real? Is this guy really on the way up, or was that the peak and then he's going to come back down?" End quote. Belichick then compared Roberts' situation to that of Jack Lambert, the legendary linebacker from the Pittsburgh Steelers in the 1970s. Belichick said, quote, "I guess the one that sticks out to me the most would be Coach Saban's story about Jack Lambert when he was at Kent State, speaking of the Steelers. Lambert couldn't get on the field, was a backup linebacker, didn't play. The kid in front of him was really their leader. He was kind of the heart and soul of the Kent State defense. Through a series of circumstances, that's another story, so we'll skip all that. But the kid dropped out of school, worked for Mick Jagger as a security guy, went on tour with the Stones, and Lambert became the starting middle linebacker. He probably would have never played if that had not happened, and you have a Hall of Fame linebacker. When some players have the opportunity and they get in there, the Tom Brady's of the world or whoever, you can't get them out of there. I mean, Lou Gehrig," end quote. Pittsburgh Steelers defensive coordinator Keith Butler was asked about Tom Brady and Bill Belichick on the Coordinator's Corner podcast on Friday, and Butler had some interesting things to say. Butler said, quote, "I don't think they're doing anything special. I think they do things outside the box sometimes, you know. They might be on the edge of being legal or not legal. They've done a couple things in the past, putting an offensive tackle out as ineligible, but he's not really. Sometimes the emphasis by the NFL in terms of what they call and what they don't call, they use that a little bit. They've been accused of doing a lot of things. But the thing we've got to do is ignore that and play," end quote. Patriots will travel to face off against the Pittsburgh Steelers at Heinz Field on Sunday afternoon. Kickoff is at 4:25 p.m., and don't forget to tune into the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show immediately following the game for the latest coverage and analysis. That's it for today's Patriots news feed. To get even more of a speed on the four-time Super Bowl champs, follow clnsradio.com on Twitter, at clnsradio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/clnsfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feed, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longe for Patriots Newsfeed.